Reverend Lisa Bovee Kemper. My pronouns are she, her. In this community, challenged by our liberating faith, we discover deeper spiritual meaning, nurture loving community, cultivate courageous connections, and partner in the work of justice. This is our October Community Sunday, in which we'll have a number of engaging activities that you will be invited to participate in which you will be invited to participate following our short service. Those activities will be described in a little bit. Welcome to each and every one of you here in person or on the live stream. We're pleased to have newcomers among us in both places. We encourage you to reach out to our Director of Member Relations, Kelly Green. Her email and photo are on the screen. We have large print orders of service, personal hearing assistance devices, and an elevator available. There's also a hearing loop in our alternate worship space, the Bernstein Room. And we have coloring pages and yarn and fidgets for all ages in the vestibule if that's useful for you or your children. The minister search team would like you to know that their focus group and feedback sessions are underway and they need your participation. After our Community Sunday activities, the second in a series of open feedback sessions for members will be held in the Bernstein Room downstairs. To see the schedule of the remaining sessions, check Currents, our online newsletter, the search team page on the website, or the member Facebook page. The search team is also holding two focus group sessions for specific groups today, one for parents in the Schweitzer Room and one for children and youth, I believe that's age 7 and up, in the Channing Thoreau Room. So that means that that's planned on purpose so that parents can go to one feedback session and children and youth can go to the other and they're both covered. Children's choir also happens today, this morning at, tell me what time again?
11:30.
So there's a lot going on. And childcare will be available for the parents of the youngest children who wouldn't be participating in the feedback session. So that's good. All of these meetings are to get feedback about our UU community and to hear your thoughts about where we're headed and what you're looking for in your next settled minister. And additional announcements can be found in the order of service and on the website, so keep your eyes peeled for all of those things. There's a lot going on these days. So again, a warm welcome to each and every one of you, whether you're here in person or joining via live stream, whether today is your first or your 1,000th Sunday in our midst, we are stronger because you are with us. We are one people of many beliefs, origins, identities, ages, and genders. We are all growing, all learning, all loved. Now I invite you to take a deep breath and settle in as our service begins. I invite you to rise in body or spirit and join in singing our opening song, number 1009 in the Teal Hymnal, Meditation on Breathing.
Thank you. anybody else sing that, or does anybody else sing that as a lullaby to your kids?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Our chalice lighting this morning may sound familiar to some of you. We are Unitarian Universalists. We are the community of the open mind, the loving heart, and the helping hands. Together, we care for our earth and work for friendship and peace in our world. One of the important goals of Sunday morning when we are putting together our Sunday service is for you to have a place where you can be in community and where you can get grounded and take a break, not from your awareness of all of the hard things that are happening in the world and in your lives, not a break in awareness, but a break in your sense of aloneness and perhaps your sense of being buffeted by those things. And so these grounding chants this morning are an opportunity for us to gather together and breathe together and sing together when things are swirling and whirling and hard around us. The central task of the religious community, words from Mark Morrison Reed, is to unveil the bonds that bind each to all. There is a connectedness, a relationship discovering amid the particulars of our own lives and the lives of others. Once felt, it inspires us to act for justice. This means that when we feel our connection, our relationships with our friends and our community, we want other people to have access to that same connection, that same community. Once felt, it inspires us to act for justice. It is the church, the religious community, that assures us that we are not struggling for justice on our own, but as members of a larger community. The religious community is essential because alone our vision is too narrow to see all that must be seen, and our strength too limited to do all that must be done. Together, our vision widens and our strength is renewed. How many of you have worked on a project in school or at Sunday school or in scouts or whatever kind, taekwondo, dance? How many of you have worked on a project or practiced something that was easier because you were doing it together? Yeah. Sometimes we can just hold hands and give each other support. Sometimes we can problem solve together and figure out how to get that gummy worm into the cup. Have any of you guys done that thing where you have paper clips and the gummy worm, you put it in the cup? I know my kids have done it in school. Yeah, well, it's harder to do when you're doing it by yourself. So that is why we are here in this community, to give each other strength, to hold each other's challenges and celebrations, and to give each other strength as we go out to another week. Join me in a time of quiet, a time of contemplation or prayer. I invite you to take some deep breaths. To be present to the spirit of life which is in us and through us and around us. To be present to those human connections that give us strength when we struggle, and celebrate with us when we are joyful. The gathered community hears and holds both difficulty and ease as we honor the experiences that make each of us who we are. It's a very persistent dust mote. It keeps flying in my face. Okay. So I want to take a moment to honor that October 15th is Infant Loss and Remembrance Day. Today is a day that we honor those parents, those folks who have wanted to be parents and have been parents, but have a child that is no longer with them, whether because of death or estrangement. We know that it is one of the most unspoken losses, and yet we also know, those of us who have experienced it also know, that there are more people than we ever imagined. Once we start talking about it, there are more people than I ever imagined who had also had that experience of losing a child, an infant. So today we honor the complexity of those experiences and remind each other that speaking things out loud is one of the really important things that we do in this community. I also want to share with you some words from our UUA president, the Reverend Dr. Sophia Betancourt, about the conflict recently escalated in Israel and Palestine. She says, "I pray for the people of Israel and Palestine. I pray for leaders around the globe who must respond to this latest flare of violence and the untenable ethical considerations that abound. We pray for Muslim and Jewish Unitarian Universalists who experience the impact of this long strife acutely. We pray that those of us less likely to know the trauma of unending brutality and harm will not turn away from generational loss or from the devastating realities and their root causes, or from the relentless tragedy of war and occupation. Friends," Reverend Dr. Sophia says, "be gentle with yourselves when you need to be, but do not turn away unless you must. We are one global family living tenuously on the same human-impacted earth. Let us center ourselves in justice as we call for peace. I know that that conflict is heavy on my heart, as it is for many of you. We can hold complexity in this space as well." I invite you to join me in a moment of silence as we honor all the concerns and sorrows that are on our hearts, whether they have been spoken aloud or kept in silence. Amen, and blessed be. Now we will collect the offering while we light candles to honor the milestones and celebrations and concerns. Please give generously, and you are invited to come forward if you wish and light a candle at this time as well. folks, at the conclusion of our service in a few minutes, you will be invited, you are invited, not will be, you are invited to participate in one of our community Sunday sessions. They are listed on the screen now. And I do want to say that the seeing with fresh eyes outside is not very specific. That's where that's going to happen. But I believe y'all are meeting in the hallway by the reception desk. Is that accurate? I think so. So downstairs in the vestibule would be a place to go, and you'll probably see folks who are gathering for that. So the sessions this morning are Spinning the Interconnected Web. That's for all ages in Freeman Hall. Seeing with Fresh Eyes is a silent walking noticing meditation. So that is for any age that is interested in being silent and walking and noticing. You all can make your determinations about who fits in that category on your own. A Brief History of UU Belief on the Way to the Principles is in Bernstein. And Sparking Conversations is in the Sanctuary. So I hope you will enjoy one of those sessions. And now I invite you to rise in body or spirit and join in our closing words, extinguishing the chalice. You can also, if you are a visitor, if you want to wave, we'd love to be able to greet you after the service and help you find your way. Thank you. Everyone is welcome to and encouraged to join us for coffee and conversation in Freeman Hall after the Community Sunday sessions. As our service ends, join me in reading the words on the screen. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again. And I invite you to sing our closing song, Just As Long As I Have Breath, number 6, in your gray hymnal. Thank you.